What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
All right, let's get to what's trending. What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Number one, we start with the Royals. I-70 series against the Cardinals opening up tonight at Kauffman Stadium. 6:40 first pitch here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern's On Deck show begins at 5:30. It'll be Cole Reagans on the bump, and of course, you want to get there early, right? The Royals are encouraging, if you want to be there for the 85 celebration tonight, get in your seats early. Tomorrow night, you want to be there early enough for the...
What's trend?
That was so much...
Oh, my.
It's good. Woo! Man, that... You know what? I'm going to feel good the rest of the 2 hours, James. That felt good.
Woo! It's good. If you're watching on video, you can see our reaction.
We did not warn James. Again, this is on us more than anybody else.
2015 celebration is tomorrow night, so we want to get you in your seat early if you want to watch that celebration. Big I-70 series. Excited for that this weekend.
Next up on What's Trending, NFL owners to vote on new NFL playoff format. You'd be like, well, do we need a new NFL playoff format? Per the report, well, according to this, it could be an ongoing or an undergoing of a huge change in 2025. Heading into those playoffs, where they're expected to vote on a proposal that would dramatically change it. That would have voted on potential playoff change back to March, but after spending time on the issue, this would go back to the Detroit Lions issue, where instead of just division winners, it would be more based on where you were. They would just have 7 teams in each conference, still consist of 4 division champs and 3 wild cards. However, teams would be seeded by who has the best record under the new proposal, not by if they won the division. You and I have talked about this before.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
I like that the divisions matter, Gold. I don't want them to be the only thing that matters. I know that mine is a much more complex version of this rule, where I told you if it's a 3-game difference, a 4-game difference, then let's talk. But if it's a 1-game difference, I'd still prefer that that team got a home game. So we'll see whether or not they go with that. My game's team after the... You know, one of those two teams last year were both the 2 best records in the NFC, and one was going to have to play have to play on the road.
That's my issue, though, is that they're doing it because in the one random year, it happens once every 5 or 10 years or something, that the Lions and Vikings were both very, very good, and the Vikings ended up being a wild card team because they didn't win the division, even though they had 14 wins. I get it. Like, that sucks. It's unfortunate. It also doesn't happen every single year. I don't like the change. I think winning your division does matter. I'm sorry you won 13 games or 14 games and didn't win your division. Like, it sucks in that particular instance, but we'll see. We'll find out next week. Elsewhere in What's Trending, NBA postseason continues. Let's finish up last night, though, where the Timberwolves wrapped up on our Wednesday. I'm sorry, they wrapped up on Wednesday, so that series is done. The Knicks-Celtics series picks back up tonight. Game 6, Knicks could wrap it up. I hope they do. Game 7 is coming up on Sunday with the Nuggets and Thunder. That's where we're at. We're down to these two series. Man. Could wrap up tonight. If not, we'll have to wait for Sunday and Monday.
Next up on What's Trending, according to reports, the York family is close to a sale to sell 6.7% of the San Francisco 49ers. They own a huge chunk. They own 97% of the team. He had said in a report, the teams approach him, families approach him pretty much daily in an effort to try to buy a portion of the team. Sportico, which first reported the pending sale on Thursday, said he'll sell 6.7% of the team at a franchise valuation of more than $8.5 billion. So, is he selling the entire team? No, but the portion of the team he will sell, they'll sell knowing that the team, as they'll put, is worth $8.5 billion.
Yeah, seeing this happen more. We're seeing this happen more often.
What does that work out to? Let me see. That works out to, oh my God, the team buying 6.7% would spend a tidy $570 million to own less than 7% of an NFL franchise. It's to three different families, according to the report. His boys? Is this like cigar night? Is this like the whiskeys? The people who come over to the York family for some whiskey and stuff? Three families. I mean, maybe you need three families to sell $600 million worth of a team.
That's the thing. Nowadays, most ownership groups, unless you're Dave Tepper or already were a family like the Hunt family that's had the team forever, you need a giant investment group, an ownership group. You know, it's very rare that one individual can, even we're talking about 6%, let alone buy 100% of a team. Dave Tepper was like the exception to that with the Carolina, where he was able to just buy it. We're also talking about truly one of the wealthiest people in the world. But that's what's trending.
If you're not one of those, you can't really buy that. Yes. When did the York family, anybody know what the York family?
What is the question?
When they originally acquired the San Francisco 49ers?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm just kind of see what kind of deal they got. Obviously, the Hunt family got the best deal of all time. They bought their team for $25,000. So, no big deal. Now it's worth, I don't know, billions. Obviously, maybe not
6.8. The 49ers are worth $6.8 billion.
Okay.
I believe. But the evaluation still might be at an $8.5
billion. They're selling at an $8.5 billion valuation.
So, I guess, yeah, that's what it's worth.
So, in my opinion, they're worth $8.5 billion. Yeah. I don't care what Forbes says.
Right.
They convinced people to buy them at an $8.5 billion valuation. I think this is what we're seeing here is what's going to happen more. Like Clark Hunt sold off little chunks. You do that because as the price goes up, just as long as you still own as far as I'm concerned, just as long as you own control, as in like voting control, and 51% of the team or 60% of the team, when that thing goes up so high, it's kind of worth shaving off.
But unless you need the cash or whatever, for like I don't know why if your family's owned the team forever, unless you need, why would you sell off any of it at that point? If you're an investment group or an ownership group that has multiple people, it's a little bit different. But if you're like the Hunt family and you've just been in your family and you guys got
cash on hand, cash to pay contracts.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you need the cash, then why would you sell off any chunk to somebody that's not part of your family?
Yeah, it's just going to go up. It's just going to go up and up and up and up and up and up and up in value. Again, the original Hunt family bought this franchise for $25,000. Pretty good return on their investment.
You think?
Honestly, you know, it's so funny. Maybe 20 years ago, 15 years, it wasn't that long ago that people viewed, probably 20, that people viewed the ownership of sports teams as more just like something a rich person did for status, not like an investment that made you money. It was just a thing you did because you had all this money and you're like, well, I should do something with it. Time to go buy a team. Now it is firmly like it is such big business. It is infinitely going up in value immediately.
There's still massive... it gets you into a special club to get in. It's still a very much a ego thing as well to say you own part of an NFL team and you're part of that club and it's a rare, you know, there's only 32 of you kind of thing.
Somebody said that whiskey party is like when I throw card parties. I'm like, we just play poker. We don't do anything crazy.
Cody does underground poker games, you know?
What's underground? What's the level of at-home poker game you can play before the cops care? Like, I don't think we're playing at those stakes, so it's probably fine. What's the number before it's not... I'm not taking a rake, so like can't be a problem, right? Don't have a dealer, you know. Just deal yourself. You want to play? Will you play one time?
You
played enough poker, yeah. Will you come to my house and play one time?
I mean, I never say no. I just don't know when that time. I've been invited to many a poker game, by you and others. That's not that. Out of everything I've played
that's
before,
not,
that's
wait,
not.
How you spend your?
Yeah, that's not. If I'm going to gamble, that's not typically what I play.
But you play on occasion, so you're not anti it.
I'm not anti poker by any means, but.
Yeah. Used to play in little tournaments, you said, when you were living in other cities.
Yep.
Yep.
You know the ranking of the hands, right?
I do.
You know how the game
but
works.
But as I've told you, the problem is with playing at your house with some of the people that you invite.
Oh.
Some of the people you invite, and you know who I'm talking about, play on a weekly, if not daily, basis.
Play more.
Why would I go put real money into a game where I know some of these people are, I won't call them flat out professionals, but they're playing 100 times more a year, 200 times more a year than I am.
I don't think anyone in my game's playing that amount anymore. I think my game is merged into, you would be in the middle of the pack as far as, you know, experience overall, I would say.
Yeah, it depends on the stakes. Anyway.
That's fair. Cody's recruiting Molly's game in his basement. Just local. My game used to be just the local TV and radio media game. It was just like all of us for the longest time. And then we would drink too much and gamble too much, and then big news would happen, and we'd all have to like suffer through it, like the Chiefs practice. So like, you know what? We can't all be here at the same time. It's too much.
James, you can say that on air. He just told me by ear. You can say, he said, I got a good story about it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So
about poker?
Our good friend, yeah, absolutely. Okay. We all remember Nick Wright.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Still a big poker player.
I met Nick Wright the first time. This was probably almost a decade ago. But I met him at Harris Casino at the poker table. Shout out to Nick Wright. Appreciate you, buddy. He donated $400 to me that night.
Oh, see?
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So you've already been in a local media game, essentially.
Do you play a lot then?
I used to.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to. I don't play as much anymore. You know, there's financial repercussions that come
sure.
with that.
I like to play casual at home cash game. I just want to hang out with everybody, enjoy, have a couple of drinks. I don't need anybody like losing their mortgage.
We'll get into this more during Fan Club Friday. We'll have Ben Heisler join us.
We'll
set up the rest of the weekend. We'll also talk about what he's been up to as well. But this weekend at Kauffman Stadium is going to be really, really special for a wide variety of reasons. It's not just that it's the I-70 series and you're taking on the Cardinals. It's obviously 85 and 2015 reunion/anniversaries, and they already had the gala last night. And there's going to pregame routine tonight. There'll be a pregame ceremony tomorrow night as well. There's some really cool giveaways. Obviously, you got a baseball team right now that is playing really good baseball. Cole Reagan's on the bump tonight. All of that. The attendance, I think, go back to the Boston series last week, and we're going to see it this weekend as well. You're now the buy-in and the attendance numbers, and school's about to be out after this weekend. We're about to start really seeing the attendance number.
Because of all the snow games.
Yeah, the attendance numbers start to boost. Now, if you just look bigger picture out of 30 teams, they're 24 still in attendance.
That's better than last year.
It is better. They're averaging 19,316. If you're wondering where that puts them among other teams, like Minnesota, they're ahead of them. They're ahead of Pittsburgh. They're ahead of the White Sox, Miami Athletics, Tampa.
Man, Minnesota, no one's showing up there.
They are just off of where Cleveland is. They're about, two grand-ish off of Cincinnati, $4,000 off of Baltimore, $5,000 behind Detroit. And I understand we get into the market size stuff, right? Nobody's saying that the Royals are going to ever be top 10 in attendance or something like that. I even go back to the year they were in 2015 coming off the World Series appearance in 14. I want to say they got up to like 12th to 15th maybe.
Stadium size matters,
but stadium size is a big, big problem for that overall. But I'll be honest though, like if they keep winning, can they get to the top 20? Like if Detroit's a bigger city and they're playing really good baseball, but if Detroit can get to 20th, I think that the Royals absolutely by the end of the season can get into the top 20. They should be if they keep playing at this level.
Right now, they're a spot ahead of where they were last year in the American League, and they're three spots ahead of where they were in Major League. The whole thing I mentioned to you last year still holds. You have to prove to Kansas City you're worthy of going to games, and then we'll start going. I already think there have been some better crowds early in the season for the Royals. By this time last year, they weren't pumping out 18,000 people per game. By this time last year, you and I were talking about games in which it was like 9,000
people. People didn't believe yet because they were obviously losing season after losing season. Now this is a team coming off a playoff appearance, and they, of course, just got done playing at one point a stretch of winning 16 of 18.
Kind of what I want to happen this weekend is this to be the boost to be like, it's fun to be at the K again. What this weekend can be is the kickoff to summertime, like you said, kids off of school. It's fun to be at Kauffman Stadium again because Friday tonight and tomorrow are going to be 30, 5,000. I don't know what the capacity is.
I don't know.
Anymore.
It is graduation weekend, so I do not know. But it's going to be, there'll be some great crowds because of the reunion stuff. And on top of what you were discussing just about the team,
I think it'll be 30,000 plus for at least Friday and Saturday. Sunday, I'm not as sure about, but 30,000 plus. And let's drive this towards the, like, hey, it's fun to be out at the K again, have the good memories, and here comes a crowd. Because that's how I feel like people end up showing up to. Part of the reason you and I and everybody, we're going to more games in 14 and 15 and 16 or whatever, when they were over 2 million fans each for 15, 16, 17, is because the team at that time, being at the K was like where people were, Gold. Like, that's what you have to establish again. That's where people were. Since then, attendance is still up. Last year, and this is what I want to point out, because every time this comes up,
we also know TV ratings are up this year, too.
Yeah.
We all already know that.
The Royals had 300,000 more people go through the turnstiles last year than the year before. Okay. Well, I expect that jump again. I'd like them to get back to 2 million people this year. They haven't had 2 million people in the stands since they had 2.2 million people go through the turnstiles in 2017. That doesn't seem that crazy, Gold. This is a team coming off a playoff
run. And I know it'll heat up later in the summer if they're still winning, but right now they've had 22 home games.
They're at 424,000 people total.
22 home games, and they're at 424,000. So
they're below last year's pace right now, but summer hasn't hit.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. And ideally, there's some big, big games coming later on this summer. Not to mention if...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
They make a move or call up certain somebody that could also drive some numbers later on in the year too.
So I just, the way I view this is like moving forward, especially because this weekend it should be a lot of fun. I do wonder, Jake had mentioned this, and I think that this is kind of makes it fun, which is what do those players, like what does Bobby Wood Jr., what do Vinny, like when they're sitting in a gala for former Kansas City World Series winning teams. Now, Waka, he's been a part of teams like that. So it's a little bit different for him probably in that perspective. But like, I got to think that is the most motivating thing on the planet to watch an entire gala honoring a team.
Well, you heard Jake mention the names though. Vinny went to something similar in the 2014 reunion last year, right? He went to some gala or something for that they did. But Vinny, Bobby, Jonathan India, he's new to the Royals. He hasn't been on championship teams before in his time in Cincinnati as well. I think last year when the ALCS reunion was happening And out at Kauffman, when they were introducing all the players and they're getting standing ovations, Vinny and other players on this year's team, or last year's team, but this squad, they were all sitting up way before the game at the edge of the dugout, watching the celebration, watching the video highlights, all of that, that entire ceremony. So yeah, I'm sure it's extremely motivating for them to know this is how you'll be treated forever in this town if you win like this at that level, and how the legacy of these players, this is their legacy, right? This is something that guys like Hosmer and Moose, they will be associated with the city for the rest of their lives because what they did for a couple of summers in particular.
Yeah, I know. I just, I mean, I get it. I understand that like some of it's also like different era, different time. I got to think, like somebody said last weekend, when Boston was in town, it did feel, I think one of the games there were 30,000 people.
Well, they were in the middle of they had just won 16 of 18.
Yeah, they won 16 of 18. A big name team was coming through town and everybody was excited about the squad. Just that alone, the Royals didn't get experience that much last year until we got to the postseason. There were times in September, there were crowds. It's not that they never experienced a big stadium full of people, but man, if you were 15, every home game felt like that. Every single one of them felt like it was life or death. I was looking back at it. They had 2.7 million people go through the stands.
And that was a year after a World Series appearance.
Yeah, yeah. They had not quite, just short of 2 million the year before that. So, like, they had every year, the average attendance per game that year was 33,000 people in the stands at Kauffman
Stadium. Not only was it the year after the World Series, I also think the entertainment options in the city, an entertainment dollar to go around, it's a different atmosphere and climate in 2025 than what it was in 2015 for a variety of reasons. If you just think about the way the city has grown and other entertainment options and things that go on at the same time now, I mean, down to the littlest thing, down, you know, whether we're talking about other professional teams that are now in existence in this town, like there's just, I think it might be tougher to garner the entertainment dollar now than what it was in 2015. That time, the Chiefs hadn't won anything in, you know, 50 years,
Sure.
like all that was happening. And so in 15, for people I know, at least our age, that was the first time in our lifetime we had since that. Yes, Sporting Kansas City obviously had won prior to that. But other than them, we, from a sports perspective, even not even other entertainment, that the Royals were doing something none of us ever seen in our life from a team in this town. And now you fast forward to 2015, the Chiefs have won multiple Super Bowls. The Royals already had the 15, and you won't replicate what happened in 15 from that regard. Now it's, you know, people are buying in, obviously, but I don't know if you'll be able to actually replicate that again for a variety of reasons.
I don't think so, because of just how long it had been for either team.
Yeah,
30 years for the Royals and 50 years for the Chiefs at that time. Patrick Mahomes in town. And I always wondered, like, the normal stuff. And this is not the Royals' fault, but let's just say you're a regular person who plans out their year of what can I afford to spend on to go to sporting events. You might save the birthday gift game for a Chiefs game, because Patrick Mahomes is playing. You might, you know, like, it's harder. Like, it used to be easier to get a Chiefs ticket. It used to be cheaper to get a Chiefs ticket. And now, because they're going to Super Bowls every year, and when, you know, like, maybe you, you know, like, it's always just so different. Either way, you get to see one of the best players in the sport, though. Isn't that crazy? Like, and I don't need, like, we don't need to do the don't take it for granted, but, like, kind of seriously, a little?
No, we're like, in the golden era right now in Kansas City sports, no doubt.
You think go to the K tonight to watch him take on the St. Louis Cardinals. You're watching one of the three best players in the sport play baseball for your team, making a bunch of, and then, you know, the opposite side of that for the Chiefs in the fall, you know.
913-586-7965 is the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. I think this is one of those where it's just bad luck to a certain extent, but I think there is truth to this for some Royals fans. So, hey, you want to keep the bigger crowds, win one of these big series at home. Unfortunately, obviously, they lost the series to the Red Sox. You know, it's always that you start to get people to come out of the ballpark and you got to win. You know, ultimately, that's how you keep them coming. And so, like, this weekend, it's one of many series, but, you know, you go out, you win this series, you keep the momentum going from a fan perspective, not just a team perspective, versus you go out there and you lay an egg all weekend. Yeah. It's like, oh, well,
lose a little heat.
You know, I'm talking for the casual fan, which is always, if you want to have your increase in attendance, it's all about the casual fan. The diehards are the diehards. Ultimately, when we're talking about entertainment options, you're always going after the casual fan. That's who you have to get to find. The guy that didn't go to a game last year, or the family of five, family of four that went to one game last year. How do you get them to come to two or three this year?
Do you realize that if the playoffs started today, that four teams out of the AL Central would be in it?
Four?
Yes.
The Twins are also in there now?
Yes.
Well, they've won 10 or, what was it, 10 of 12 the Twins have or something?
If the playoffs
The Twins have won 10 straight, I think, actually.
If the playoffs started today, four teams from the American League Central would make up the 7-team playoff field. So, like, if you don't think it's going to be exciting this summer, I think, good news, it's going to be an absolute monster of a schedule because everybody's going to have to play each other. But yeah, the playoffs started right now. The teams would be the two best records in the American League right now, the Tigers and the Guardians. Then it's the Yankees and Royals. Then Mariners and Twins and Rangers. Technically, they hold four of the top six spots in the playoffs field as it currently sits. So, like, this summer's going to be fun. You're going to see a lot of those teams throughout the summer.
Up next, though, we got a little update on the stadium front. What a couple members on both sides of the state line have said. It sure seems like everything's converging on the month of June. We'll explain that next. Coming up in 30 minutes, Fan Club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, we got James producing the show, filling in for Drew. And in the Fan Club Friday, we got Ben Heisler stopping by. We've had him on. You guys are very familiar with Ben Heisler. We'll talk some sports. We'll figure out what he's been up to. We have a nice spread and a bottle of wine today.
Yeah, you know, class it up a little.
I'll find out what kind of cheeses we have.
I chilled it a little bit because
I almost made a comment to you off air. I'm like, oh, do you like your red wine chilled? Interesting.
So I was
normally
told,
I just leave the bottle out.
Normally too. That's why I got it out a half hour early.
Yeah, yeah.
In my my training, the master sommelier. No big deal.
A training with one.
With one.
Yes.
We had to do a week long training with a master sommelier. He said all red wines should spend 15 minutes in the fridge before you open them.
That's and how long has it been in the fridge?
About an hour, so I overshot.
Yeah, you screwed it up already, That master sommelier, you're not even taking his advice.
And then it's like we got long segments. But he also said that it only needed to set out for like 5 to 10 minutes, and I'm going to give it 30. So, like, I'm figuring it's going to
balance. You balanced it back?
I think I balanced it. I think in about 10 minutes, or maybe I'll just do it now, I'll open it up, let it breathe.
Get some oxygen in there.
Let's
get some
oxygen. Breathe a little bit. I don't want to leave us in any kind of trouble.
Yeah.
For when Heisler comes in,
we'll
just make sure that we're all set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm with you. I'm looking forward to it.
You know. I don't know what kind of wine key you got to have. You got one of those big claw ones? I never really liked those.
I have the electronic wine opener. That's what I have. Where it just pops the cork up right up.
A little power one.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what I use. Yeah.
I don't even know how to use those, like, claw grab ones. They seem too complicated.
Yeah, I just do the electronic. It usually the cork comes out cleaner that way. I don't screw it up.
Best wine key in the world. Just
the best
kind right here.
The best. The best.
These are fantastic. These are the best.
Where'd you get that?
Small, I don't know, like some restaurant supply company.
You stole it from a restaurant?
No, I
bought
this
one. It sounds like you stole it from a restaurant. Yeah.
I bought this one, I think.
We'll get to the random question of the day.
I've had it too long now. I don't remember.
We'll get to the random question of the day coming up in about 8 minutes or so. But the stadium conversation, I think, is all setting up for a showdown in June. And I'm basing that off of a couple people that spoke today over on KCMO Talk Radio. So, for starters, Governor of Missouri, Mike Keogh, said that he plans on calling that special session in early June. That, of course, would potentially allow them to discuss and vote on the stadium bill that would open up new financing mechanisms for the stadiums in the state of Missouri that would rival the star bonds that we know are established in the state of Kansas. We're all well aware of both of those at this point in time. Then the Kansas Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, was also on KCMO Talk Radio earlier, and I'll just read you a couple of the quotes from that. Quote, I don't think we're in a position to extend the star bond offer right now for the Chiefs/Royals. We still have 6 weeks to go before the offer ends, kind of the deal they would expire. We kind of expect to have a deal by the deadline. He went on to say, when he was asked which team could they land in Kansas. Actually, we feel pretty good about both teams. The Royals have been in talks for quite a while. I think we're on the edge of getting something done. Went on to say, the Chiefs have come along with talks with the Commerce Department. I was a little worried that would never happen, but all of a sudden, it's really picked up. That is from the Speaker of the Kansas House, Dan Hawkins, earlier today. It sure seems if you put all of it together, hey, we're in Kansas setting a real deadline. We're not extending these star bonds.
We're not helping
Missouri is saying early June. We know because of that Kansas deadline, we got to find out, can we get this mechanism done And the special session's now the only way that can happen, as we all know. So it's all converging on June, Cody. I think we're going to find out, not necessarily the exact details of here's what the stadium looks like, here's exact, but
we're going to Missouri, we're going to Kansas.
The funding part of it and which state line maybe they're choosing, or both state lines, right, in some cases. I think we're going to find out next month. It sure seems like that's where this is all headed.
I think this special session will decide it. I think if in the special session, Missouri can work out their version of star bonds, essentially, and I saw Clay County got their approval to like start their little ballpark district funding thing,
it's
similar
just
to Jackson
Clay County Sports Authority.
It's a commission, yeah. It's not like it doesn't raise any money, but it allows them to figure out how to get the money. But I think it comes down to the special session. If Missouri can figure out a way to get these teams the money, they got a chance to keep at least one of them. Okay? If they can figure out a way to actually, in a legislative session, a special session, mind you, because, again, the governor had said he's going to call it. In an interview today, he said, I'm going to call it. Not I might, or I'm thinking about it. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
And so if he's planning on doing it, as you had pointed out, I think it just comes down to that. If they come out of there with no special bunt, then Kansas will force the Chiefs and the Royals, or one or other both, into a decision before theirs expire. Because they're going to be like, well, look, we don't have to just extend these forever. Choose us or don't. Now it's up to you. Your hand is forced, and you better be making a decision now. Yeah.
By the end of June, by the end of the month.
Is there a part of, I kind of thought when all of the vote went down, and they lost by what, 16 points? Is that what it was? You remember?
The April ballot last year, yeah.
So when they lost by 16 points, I thought the Chiefs would move on from this, we want to renovate Arrowhead. But every single story that comes out, I think the Chiefs still really want to renovate instead. I don't think they want to leave Arrowhead. I think eventually they will. I still think they'll end up in Kansas. But I think part of what has felt like has taken so long for the Chiefs is that they don't want to leave Arrowhead. They want to renovate it. They want to stay. They don't want to build a new stadium yet unless they absolutely have to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Clark Hunt has spoken about, the attachment to Arrowhead. I think if they stay in Missouri, the renovation is the path that they end up going down. If you look at it from a pure business perspective and probably from Mark Donovan's perspective, then I don't know how Kansas with a brand new stadium is not the better financial move for them. That's just from a pure business standpoint. I don't know how you can tell me.
Yeah, if you're Mark Donovan, you sit in a room and you run numbers. It's new stadium.
I don't know how, given the financial mechanisms and just what the new stadium could bring to you from a pure business standpoint. I'm not talking about the fans that don't want them to leave. I'm talking from a pure business dollars and cents standpoint. I don't know how you can claim that renovating and staying in Missouri for the Chiefs is the better option than going to Kansas. I'm like you, where I think ultimately, at minimum, one of the teams is leaving.
Yeah.
To the Kansas side. At minimum,
there hasn't been an organization from Missouri and Jackson County or Clay County, whoever, to keep both.
If Missouri in the special session gets the funding bill done, and that's still a big if they get that, then their chances of keeping a team it goes up drastically, and almost I think it would guarantee that they keep one of them. I really do. If they pass that, but that has to pass.
You followed more of this than me, so you probably have a better answer for it. If they call the special session, is it just for the one thing? I'm just calling. We're not talking about other nonsense. We're not getting into other things. When you call a special session, can you limit, if you're the governor, can you just say, we are only discussing this one thing?
My understanding is,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
They call like this, it can't go beyond the scope. It has to fit in a certain lane, if you will.
So someone can still bring up the Jackson County tax relief as it relates to that, something they were trying to get attached to the other.
If it is a certain lane of, you know, not as broadly as like just, you know, the commerce of the state, but it kind of like if it's something related to that, then yes.
Something they want to tie to that.
Bill. Whatever the scope that the governor calls for the special session, if and what fits under that.
So by June 30th, do you think that we will know the state that both these teams are planning on playing in?
At least one of them.
Okay. I think at least the Royals by then for sure.
But that doesn't mean we'll know the site. Okay.
No, I said state.
Yeah.
I was very clear on state because knowing the site is a slightly different scenario. But also, like, Mayor Q was on with Carrington a couple of days ago and said he's seen renderings we haven't seen.
Well, I'm sure he has.
For the Washington Square Park location. So, like, I mean, we know that they've had some conversations in the past. We know that they've had this. But I'll say it's not great for Clay County that Kansas is saying, we have been talking with the Royals lately. And Clay County has said, we haven't talked to the Royals in about a year. Not that, like, as in the they send us the formal letters, all the other stuff. They've actually talked to them back to December. So a lot of this is, what talks do you take seriously? This is, I mean, this is drug on. When did we start these conversations? Do you remember now? Does anyone remember when we started these stadium conversations 2 years ago?
The real ones, but I mean, everybody kind of, when John Sherman took over the Royals.
The real ones, as in like, it was looking to try 20, to get it on a ballot.
Would that have been 22? Was that 22 or 21, right?
3-4 years? Oh man, I'm just like, I'm at the end of my rope. I think when it comes to this stuff, I'm just like ready to see. State, by the end of June, you should be able to tell me what state you're playing in. I don't, both of you. This doesn't seem that crazy.
November of 2022. I just looked it up to get the November 15th of 2022 is when they, John Sherman initially announced his vision to build the downtown ballpark district.
So 2.5 years from we're building a downtown ballpark and then all the other stuff and then the votes, because we're over a year from the vote.
Oh yeah. That was last April in Jackson County. Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not saying like, I understand these things are complex. When you went up for the vote, you know, you can lose. How did it take a year to like get back to a near decision?
Because of what is happening in the last 4 days, 3 days, because there is a clear financial question mark that is still out there from each state.
I still think, I don't know. I still hope they get a ballpark downtown. And you and I are still hoping for the same things. Downtown ballpark, new Chiefs Stadium. And a new Chiefs Stadium, by the way, I'm not picky about where that is. I just think that's most likely in Kansas.
Yeah.
But like, I you know, like if they said new Chiefs Stadium, but we're going to put it at the old Kauffman site, I'd be fine. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I would tend to agree. I will also say though, I think if everybody's being honest with themselves throughout this entire, there's been a lot of things that people thought were going to go a certain way that haven't. And so nothing should surprise you. I just think we're finally in June, based off of clearly what is going on in Missouri right now, the legislature for a future special session, and then where the Speaker of the Kansas House is at with this deadline, because the Kansas star bonds expire at the end of June or whatever it is, that it's clearly converging on this 1 month, and we're going to get some movement then.
I hope when they design a new downtown ballpark, whether it be the fountains or something else, they give them the unique downtown bar park thing. Like the AT&T hitting it into the Cove, the Baltimore, where you see the plaques out on the street and you can see where people at the homers. I don't care if it's a building, like when they built it up against Baltimore. Like, I want something that's yours. It feels like it should be fountains.
Be honest, you just want fountains
in some way.
That's what you want. You want some fountains. You want some fountains.
All I want is like the unique thing. That's all. I just
a lot of people have wanted, you know, want Crown Vision still, right? These are all things we've heard, and understandably so. And hopefully, if and when they finally select where they're going, hopefully that's something they take into account when it comes to their renderings and ultimately the final plans. But that, like those kind of things, are still like secondary to the ultimate, you know, financial element. And then you can get specific on details and the attention to detail that's spent inside the actual stadium. Before you even talk about, you know, dimensions of the field and stuff like that, which is much further down the road. All right, let's get to it.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, James, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can always hit us up. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We're live over there as well, 4 hours every single day. Like and subscribe over there. We'll pop to the top of your page so you don't miss anything. That way you're all caught up. All right, this is for selfish reasons. I'm just going to get out there now because people are going to ask. We are in, so it's May, which means my daughter's birthday is next month. My son's birthday is a couple months after that. And we got like a million things in the summer, right? We got to go to Texas. We're going to get any other stuff, which means it's birthday party planning time. My kid will be turning 9. So let's start there. The question I have for you today is, what was your favorite birthday party? Because what I'm trying to work on here is a scale down. Of like a, hey, let's take a few friends and do something more of an experience rather than let's get 25 screaming kids in a room at the trampoline park. So the question I have for you today, because, you know, you want to make memories for your kids too, is what was your favorite birthday party when you were a kid? We did all of ours at the house, so I'm not a good answer for this.
So you're not going to like mine, though. We didn't
go to Worlds of Fun. Mine was in September. Very rarely got to invite friends because school started right around that time.
You're not going to like mine because you said you don't want it to be like at a specific place.
But if you say it was your memory, then it's okay.
Laser tag, birthday party, place called All American. They don't have laser tag anymore. Now it's just soccer because it was soccer, but also All American Indoor Sports. It still exists. They've just redone the building. Still has out there in Lenexa, I believe. And it's an birthday. Indoor soccer place, but they also had laser tag. That was my, and that was like,
how many people?
Oh, I don't. I couldn't even tell.
Was it like the whole class, or was it like five of you?
I legit don't even know. I don't know. Was there 15 of us? Probably would have been like 10 or 11 at the time. Okay. I honestly have no clue how many people were there.
First text line. Thanks a lot. 816. Finally, a new backpack. I didn't say birthday present.
Have you got her a new backpack?
No, she's still using the same one. She can use that through all of elementary school. I don't have to break this to anybody.
Five straight years, same backpack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It's personalized. It's got her name on it. It's very nice. We keep it clean.
James, you have kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get them a new backpack every year? That's crazy. Do you get them a new backpack every year?
Every other year. Really, if they need it. If it starts to get a little grungy and dirty.
And Cody claims his daughter's backpack is
clean. We keep it clean.
Clean.
Still looking pretty good. It's looking a little tough.
Mine like to drag their bag on the ground and as they're coming out of school. And they just kind of tear it up a little bit.
Yeah,
somebody said Chuck E. Cheese. I do have a very distinct one where we one time went to... what was it? It doesn't even exist anymore. Anybody remember? It was like it's essentially the off-brand version of Tunnel, like the DZ Discovery Zone.
Oh.
But it was the worst version. So like Jungle Gyms or it was something like that. It was like, it wasn't as cool, admittedly, as the Discovery Zone. But when I was a little kid, we once got to go with like a couple of families, like five of us to like Jungle Gyms. It doesn't even exist anymore. It was the off-brand version. But I very much enjoyed it. But she's too old for that, so that won't work. So like I'm looking she'll be 9 when she has her birthday. So I'm looking for.
And you said like the urban air type places is off limits?
It's not totally off limits. That's why I'm asking if that would be like would that be one you'd remember? Is that enough that we can do in a small group and it'd still be fun if there's only like 5 of you running around, you know?
I would think I would think so. I don't have kids, so there's other people that have way better perspective on this than I do. But I would think, what's wrong with doing it at Urban Air or someplace like that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. I want it to be a memorable birthday that is like reasonable, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I'm never going to be the parent to spend $1,500 in a kid's birthday party.
No,
do you know what it costs to like send 20 kids to the trampoline park? It's a G. Yeah. Like, I'm not kidding. Yeah.
You're not
it's
lying.
A grand.
What about
I'm drawing a line a thousand straight.
Not that this is going to be any cheaper, but what about like a place like Main Event?
Okay, so that could be, but again, I think you need to do small. We've been to birthday parties there. They seem okay. I'll be honest. For a birthday party spot, it's okay. Like, unless your kids are big enough that they can do the, like, trapeze thing where you're walking the rope course.
Yeah, yeah, no chance.
My kids aren't big enough for the rope course.
Okay.
So, like, she's not tall enough, still not tall enough, because she's kind of short. So, like, still not tall enough to do that. Unless you're bringing everybody to do that kind of thing, it's okay. It's not bad. She'd probably like it okay, but I don't think it's getting I don't think it's as memorable.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I
don't
think it's as memorable. Look, I just took my 9-year-old. He just had a birthday last month.
Wow, look at this.
You know what we did? Laser tag.
Okay.
Laser tag and bowling at Premier in Raytown.
Okay.
There you go.
We paid for 10 kids.
Who doesn't like laser tag? Honestly. Who doesn't like laser tag?
So the last time I tried to take him, there's this place over off of Inglewood, not far from my house. Somebody mentioned on the text line called Rush Funplex. Okay. It's Main Event, but I don't know. It's like
more local?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. More local. Okay. He was too scared to go in it. Too dark and weird.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he wouldn't do it.
Okay.
He wouldn't.
I guess I could see that.
But I kind of want to keep it to like a 5 to 6 kid range. We just do the pool? Birthdays in June, you could always do the
pool. What
pool
are
right?
you going to? You just told us you need to sneak into one. You don't have one.
I pay for the Gladstone Community Center. I'm trying to get to the one closer to my house.
You just go
to,
okay.
Yeah, I could schedule a birthday party there, or I could just pay the entry fee to get the kids in and we could have cake.
Okay.
You know, we could do something like that. Do we do pool party? My sister, I guess, just got a pool. I could just take over hers, just invite myself to her house.
I mean, I'll tell you this, from a financial end, the pool party is your cheapest path to go here.
It doesn't have to be the cheapest path, but I'm also, again, James, you know, I'm also not trying to spend $1,000.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it does That's get crazy. Expensive. You get 10 kids there, you got to pay for all of them, it adds up real quick.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Like, I can make the cake, I can save we make the cakes every year, but like, I can save some bucks in some other areas, but like, you know, I'm trying to do it. Someone says birthday paintball, Worlds of Fun. She's mentioned Worlds of Fun. Are parents going to let me take like 5 of their kids and me be like 2 adults trying to watch 5 kids? You know? Because you got to kind of trust me, your kid.
Yeah.
Or pay, like, because I don't want to pay for like, because then all of a sudden I'm back to the same thing.
Right.
I'm paying for 5 adults to go to Worlds of Fun too. I'm back on the hook.
Someone says, what about you rent out?
I'm right back.
What about you do? Because, you know, why don't you rent out a movie theater and just take go to a movie?
You can do that for like a couple $100.
Why don't you do
it? And she's been asking to watch Lilo and Stitch. Do we do that?
Would that work? You just rent out a theater, you buy everybody popcorn and stuff, and you just do that.
Just to throw it out there.
I think the private rental comes with some popcorn.
Savannah Bananas are coming to town May
23rd. Those tickets
are very expensive. Yeah, those tickets are very expensive. It's sold out. That'd be a little pricey.
So over on Twitch, Legendary Lawyer says, what about Great Wolf Lodge? You know, you get a couple hotel rooms for everybody, probably still cost you. What's a Great Wolf Lodge room run? Can you, like, do you get rooms or you just say, hey, the party's at Great Wolf Lodge? And if you want to stay, you and my kids,
yeah.
We experience, ooh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Okay, I'm open to that. Okay. You know, like, you give them the experience. Not bad. Some said, no, Cody. No one to trust with your kids at Worlds of Fun. Come on, I'll keep an eye on them.
Damn. Okay.
I'll keep an eye on them. I mean, let's relax. Someone says, take them fishing. They've never been fishing.
Somebody I think you've got some good options here, though.
Okay.
I think we've given you a lot of options. When are you planning on doing this?
I mean, it'll be sometime next month.
Okay.
About a month, you know?
Someone says, bring the kids to work. Let them run their own show for a birthday party.
Bring them to work? Oh, man, you do not. I'll
be taking off of work.
I had my first moment
that day,
of
James.
I had my first real moment of like, wait, what are kids teaching other kids? Same kid. She's 8. I'm driving her to dance. And like she usually, I let her play DJ on the way to dance. It's like a 10-minute ride. So she requests music. Some good, some bad. It's all over the place. She yesterday said, hey, can I hear that song? Anxiety.
Oh, okay.
By Doce.
Yeah. Very popular song.
Very popular song.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to the lyrics of that song.
Yeah.
There's just no way. And I know, like, I don't censor a ton of, you know, like, I'm not like a fast and loose, but we don't listen to like Kendrick Lamar in the car, right? So, like, I know I've never played her Doce. And so I'm like, where did you hear that? She's like, oh, my friend at school, she was playing like part of this on her iPad because she said it would be fine. I'm like, so the question was, were they watching like a video where they were just using a sample of that song or was she listening to the entire song? Because I was like, we can listen to a second of it, but I don't know how much, because I, you know, like, it's one of those, like, I looked for a clean version. I found a clean version. And then the first 15 seconds, I was like, nope, 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 nope. Can't listen to this song in the car. I've realized, you know, kids listen to stuff.
How far in advance do you have to, like, book these places for the party?
A month, like, you usually get it done. You don't have to. Yeah. It's not, like, too bad.
Gotcha.
It depends on how many people. You're trying to roll in there 40 deep, probably got to plan a little further ahead. You're trying to roll 5-6 kids in there, you'll be fine. It'll be fine. I don't think that place will work from the 913.
Don't think so.
You never know, though.
913-586-7965.
I like the suggestion.
Yeah.
You and I will always know, but
913.
Not this time.
586-7965. Coming up next, it's a fan club Friday. Ben Heisler going to join us. We're having cheese and wine. We're talking sports.
Classy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.